Jesus in the Gospel of St. Matthew has very consoling words for especially the poor and those who are needy in the Beatitudes, which is the basis for our Christian life. He also has these words of woe for those who should be following the Christian life. They're hard to hear. Jesus has that power and that ability to speak with great authority. Scribes and the Pharisees did not. They had the words that they were to speak, but were doing it for their own selfish ends. And so we can hear, we can experience Jesus's great power in these words, and no doubt he has the ability to say them. Our Lord desires, though, that those who have his words and know his ways, that they would do good with them, that they would draw so many others to him. The psalm says it correctly. The Lord takes delight in his people. And we can hear in the letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians that St. Paul delights in the people. He delights in those who follow Christ and the good things that they're doing. This is the way it is supposed to go when they share their faith. We give thanks to God always for you. So St. Paul is constantly thanking God for these Thessalonians who have come to know the Word of God and who are living it. And actually he says he's boasting all the time. He's celebrating all of the time because people who have heard about the Thessalonians are actually turning to God because of the Thessalonians. They've actually made such an impact. They're turned away from their idols. They turned away from those false gods, those things that distracted them from God, and have really lived the life faithfully. So we can see St. Paul just the elation and the joy that he's experiencing. Thank goodness the Lord has brought success to my preaching and to my labors. And what's the proof of that success? It's nothing less than the faithful living out of the Word of God, the joyful following of the Beatitudes, the resisting of those things that bring them woe. And so let's live out these words of God in our own lives, in difficulty, because Christ has authority through us to bring others close to his heart. Let's prepare our hearts to receive him in this Holy Eucharist now.